T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I saw this and I thought the kids are in the cars. They're forced to listen to my show because dad or mom is. And then we'd have a little fun with them today because I saw this and I thought, oh, my kids would think this was hysterical. Yep. So we're going to do it. 5 random facts because I love the first one. It just tickles me. Here we go. You ready, kids? Turn up the radio, mom and dad. Okay. Here we go. Because the kids are going to love. They're going to be talking about this in school all day. All right. Here we go.
And now it's time for 5
random
facts. Fact number one, the way herring is a fish that swims in the sea. They swim in large schools. The way herring communicate underwater is through basically passing gas. Wait, what? Yes, passing gas. They shoot air out of their rear ends, which creates a high frequency sound that other herring can hear. And listen, scientists believe they have an entire language. I have members of my family who communicate that way, but I'm going further than that. Yes, an entire language that only they understand. Yeah. All right. Random fact number two. The original name for Eggo waffles was Froffles, as in frozen waffles, but people called them Eggos because they tasted a little like eggs, and 2 years later, that became their official name. Random fact number three, the Wright brothers. You're probably learning about them in school. We just had a unit on that, actually. Two of my kids did. The Wright brothers weren't just pioneers of flying. They were also pioneers of plane crashes. The first person to die in a plane crash was an Army lieutenant named Thomas Selfridge in 1908. And the pilot was Orville Wright, who survived. Yeah, the driver always lives. Isn't that the case? The pilot, in this case. All right. Only 4 acts have had a top 40 hit in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. Michael Jackson, Madonna, Weird Al Yankovic, who really was weird, and U2. And no surprise there. All right. Heinz, random fact number four. Heinz ketchup exits the glass bottle at 0.028 miles an hour, which is around the same speed as the average snail. Unless one of my kids is doing it and they hit the back of the bottle and it goes everywhere. But if you do it right, that's how it works. And finally, random fact number five. There have only been 2 NFL games in history where a team finished with a negative yardage offensively, meaning they lost more yards in the game than they gained. Seattle did it against the LA Rams in 1979 with -7 yards, and Denver did it against Oakland in 1967 with -5. Who knew?
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
All right, 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line, text line, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Okay, stupid me. Yeah, that's what the kids got for Christmas. They got computer tablets. And even dumber, apparently. My husband and I, after paying our taxes, which includes the freight for all the prisoners in South Carolina, we then pay for streaming services to watch movies and television show series, you know, like Netflix and Amazon, all that stuff. Well, yeah, you can be a dumb schmo like me and pay for that, or you can just hit somebody over the head and go to prison. They'll give it to you for free. Wait, what? I don't even know where to begin with this. Prisoners in South Carolina are in for a technological treat as corrections officials look to provide them with computer tablets to avoid the use of contraband cell phones. Okay, wait till you hear how they earned this privilege. What was it that motivated Corrections Director Brian Sterling to say, you know, we got to give these guys some tablets? What did they do? Great behavior? No. Officials have said that a riot at the Lee Correctional Institution in April 2018, in which 7 inmates died, was sparked over a fight about contraband, particularly cell phones. So they said, Oh, bloody riot. Awesome. You know, I got to reward these guys. These guys, we should not make them mad. They shouldn't have to fight over cell phone contraband. We'll just give them a tablet with music, complete with music and movie streaming services. Now, the corrections officials will control what they get to see. I mean, they're only going to get to go on that Wi-Fi connection, and they're only going to get to see, you know, what they decide they'll get to see. But still. So in South Carolina, you have a deadly riot, which actually was a record breaker for the country. And as a reward, you get tablets? Now, what are they supposed to use with these for? The devices will allow inmates to make calls home at a cheaper rate than pre-existing phone calling programs. Right? Because, I mean, they would never use it for stuff like drug deals or hits on the outside or, like, I don't know, trying to get a corrections officer who works in the jail who they don't like killed at his home. They would, like, never do that. Wait. Former corrections officer Robert Johnson was nearly killed in 2010 in a hit orchestrated by an inmate using a cell phone. Well, great. It's going to be easier now because you're going to have the tablets. Brett in Simpsonville. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tara. Enjoying the show this morning. There's a part of this, though, that almost makes sense.
Okay.
I mean, as a taxpayer, I'd rather not pay for their tablets. I don't even have a tablet, so, you know. But from that point of view, I object. And from the point of view that they can communicate with all these, you know, make phone calls or whatever, I'm not real keen on that either. But if you're trying to control a large population of prisoners, if you feed these guys tablets, I mean, if you just watch what happens, you know, I've got a 10-year-old, you just watch what happens when, you know, they get on those tablets. They just disappear into, you know, digital land, and, you know, they're gone. You know, people get addicted to these things. They're stuck on them all the time. And, man, you know, you would turn potentially dangerous prisoners into couch potatoes.
I see. And that's, you know, it's, you know, Brett, I'm glad you, okay, maybe this is the thought, because that has the same effect on my kids, too. I can stand in front of my kids and say something that normally would spin them out if they weren't on the computer, you know? Like, hey, you're going to bed early because I've told you 3 times to listen and get up and do this, and you haven't done it. No response. None whatsoever. It's like, nobody's home. So I see what you're saying, Brett.
I mean, as a taxpayer, I'm not crazy about the idea of footing the bill and then having those privileges. I mean, I on that count, I object. I get that. But, you know, as I was thinking about it when you mentioned it earlier, I was like, you know, maybe there's a crazy effect that could go on here where the prisons would be quiet. Everybody would be, you know, lost in their digital world and, you know, doing their thing. And as long as you could restrict it so that they couldn't do so much, heck, man, you could, you know, use it as a tool to control the population.
I see. And so Brett, along those lines, then it's only fair if they get free streaming services so they can watch all the, you know, TV series and movies that they would like to see, right?
I'm so conflicted on that because, like I said, I hate that, you know, you go to prison to be punished for a crime that you committed, not to, you know, lounge around on the taxpayer's dime and enjoy, you know, watching movies. But I can imagine if I was a corrections officer, it would be much better to have everybody zoned out on, you know, Netflix than to you know, have to worry about them, you know, gang fights and killing each other.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. You know, if they're anticipating the final season of Game of Thrones, why, I mean, they're not going to kill anybody. You may be onto something, Brett. I'm joking. Texter writes, the woman that killed my grandbaby is in prison in South Carolina, and I do not want her to have a tablet. Understood. It is Matt Mann's... Oh, I can't say that. Okay. Texter writes, using that guy's logic, maybe we should just hook the prisoners up to the Matrix. On the farting herring, you know, they're fish. They communicate by farting. They have their own language. Texter writes, and in one great yes, every man listening declares to his wife, baby, every time I fart, it means I love you. I don't know that. Oh, here's another one on the random facts. The random fact, the Wright brothers flew 257 feet further than Nancy Pelosi flew yesterday. Yeah, I know. I love that. It was great, wasn't it? I knew this would happen. Here I am providing you with a high quality news product, and all you want to talk about is herring flatulence on the text line. I tell you what, it doesn't matter what the subject, this audience will take it right into the ditch. That's what I love about you guys. Yeah, no, all right, so wait, what? Now, it was in five random facts for today. Apparently herring, that's a kind of fish that swims in the ocean in big schools, use flatulence, that means farts, to communicate. Wait, what? According to National Geographic, some types of herring do pass gas to speak to each other without alerting other fish. Yeah. When the fish pass gas, the bubbles that emanate make a high-frequency sound only audible to the herring. And the fish use the noise in a lot of different ways. They communicate, warn about danger. Love to hear that one. And to form protective shoals at night to help them stay safe, National Geographic explained. The noise sounds like someone blowing a high-pitched raspberry. Robert Batty, senior research scientist at the Scottish Association for Marine Sciences, says, apparently they actually have their own fart language. Nature is beautiful and God is great. Who thinks of this stuff in Crow? Oh my gosh, if there is a creator, I'm going to have a long talk with him. Or her, right? Got to say her these days. Jeez. Texter writes, I'm speaking herring right now. Hear me roar. So says Dave with the Marines. Hear you roar. Texter writes, I don't want South Carolina incarcerated criminals binge watching The Sopranos when I can't afford it. Texter writes, I am all for tablets for inmates if all they can watch are Christian preachers and Little House on the Prairie, Grizzly Adams, and documentaries. Now the texter writes, I fart fluent herring. I wonder if that counts as a foreign language. Oh boy. Texter writes, Tara, your previous caller is correct. Inmates will be on their tablets, lost in a digital world, planning dope deals, hits, and escape. That's exactly what they're going to do. Texter writes, there's no way they can afford to give every inmate a tablet, so now they'll just fight over whose turn it is to have the tablet. Well, no, I think they're all going to get a tablet. Texter writes, yeah, so after the next deadly riot, will that get them Netflix or Playboy? Give me a break. No, this is no, they're getting them because of this deadly riot in which 7 people died. By the way, this is now made national news. This is now made national news. Now, piloting the program at several prisons before they expand it system-wide. So it's not going to be at all the prisons, but they think it's going to be great. Now, here's a question I got to ask. And Fitz News is pointing this out this morning, that the problem they've had with drug deals and cell phones snuck into the prison, because they're not supposed to have cell phones, and they use them to communicate with the drug dealers on the outside so they could plan the sneaking of the drugs into the prisons. But they're not planning to jam the tablets. So you have a riot, 7 people die, sparked over a fight about contraband, including cell phones, and so as a reward, you get a tablet because it's cheaper for you to call out on that? What do you guys think about that? I don't know. To me, where I lost it in all of this was this paragraph. The devices will allow inmates in South Carolina prisons to make calls home at a cheaper rate than pre-existing phone calling programs and will also provide access to preloaded educational materials and pre-approved streaming music and movie services through a secure Wi-Fi network. Well, I'm a fool. Paying for Netflix, Amazon, and gosh knows what else I pay for. I don't know. My husband hooks it all up. Ends up being a big bill, though. Texter writes, just ordered herring on Rosetta Stone. Wow. Texter writes, if you fart in the ocean, do the herring think you are talking to them? Oh, yeah, you're a herring whisperer. I'm sorry. I just was so amused by this. You need a laugh on a Friday, do you not? Texter writes about the free tablets that will be given to prison inmates here in South Carolina. Yeah, it starts with limited access, but won't be long before they have more access than we do. Now, the texter writes, we will soon see the first tablet shank. I know. You would think if you could take those apart or like bust the glass in the front or whatever that is, that screen. That'd be good to shank somebody with, I would think. But what do I know, right? I'm not hip to the streets. Texter writes, Trump should have let Nancy have her flight but canceled the return trip. Oh, I love it. Jim Acosta would freak out. We can't do that. Texture rates. With the tabs, they will be radicalized and sawing heads off in no time. Oh, you mean at the prisons? I don't know what the tabs. Oh, with the tablets, I think they mean. With the tablets, they will be radicalized and sawing heads off in no time. I don't know. Maybe. Texture rates here. Is that how Aquaman talks to Herring? Clearly. Clearly. No, I mean, think about it. Creative, you know, if there is a creator, Herring fart language, you just, yeah. Texture rates, what's next for the inmates? Olympic-sized pools and golf courses. Well, you know, if it's good enough for the guys at Gitmo, they're terrorists. Texture rates, Tara, the greatest comment was on Bob's show yesterday. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has made all blonde jokes useless and devoid of any significance. Clearly. Clearly. Texter writes, Tara, Trump should have let Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats go on their junket and left them there for a week or two, then sent his personal 757 to pick them up. Can you imagine the photo op of the entire left leadership boarding a giant plane with Trump plastered on the side? I think they would sooner die. But that's just me. Texter writes, Tara, tablets for criminals in South Carolina prisons? Yeah, at taxpayer expense. So exciting. That is absurd, and people with sense should be appalled. Yeah, there aren't apparently not any people with sense in Colombia. So, yeah, it makes sense to them. Texter writes, Tara, wonder if the scientists studying these hearings can translate Pelosi phonics. Don't know. And finally, Texter writes, I guess the dolphins like the sonic booms when testing for oil off the coast because they think the herring are coming. Har har. So says Paul in Greenville. So let me get it straight. If my kids riot and trash the place, kill the dog in the process, what I should do? Do I have this right? Is spanked? No. Sentence them to months of solitary confinement, grounded in their room. No, I should buy them new tablets. And then subscribe to a movie streaming service and music streaming service and hand them the tablets so they'll remain calm. Do I have that right? Would you do that as a parent? Well, that's what they're doing in South Carolina prisons right now. Wait, what? Okay, I'm just gonna. I'm blown away by this. They're getting free tablets now. Right now, they plan to give them out to inmates all across the state. But for right now, they're at this pilot program, so they're just going to do it in a couple of the prisons. Officials have said that a riot at the Lee Correctional Institution in April of 2018, you remember that one? That was bloody. It took them forever to get control of the prison, get it back from the inmates. Officials have said that a riot at the Lee Correctional Institution in April 2018, in which seven inmates died, was sparked over a fight about contraband, including cell phones. Former corrections officer Robert Johnson was nearly killed in 2010 in a hit orchestrated by an inmate using a cell phone. Okay. One of the things I loved about Catherine Templeton, and I didn't support it, but she had a great idea. She said, listen, I'm governor. I'm jamming the cell phones. They're not talking on the cell phones anymore. This is the opposite of that. Giving them a tablet so they can communicate with the outside world and talk to their families. I read that and went, dude. Do you think they're calling their mom first or their fellow gang members? What, they got hits on the outside to orchestrate? They got drug deals to do? They got drugs to smuggle into the jail? I mean, there's too much going on. I mean, you're not going to get to mom for a while. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Texter writes, so you're telling me that our children in smaller high schools do not have tablets, but our inmates will. Please tell me this is being opposed. Good point. My kids just got tablets in school. In fact, they're rolling them out now at various schools across the Greenville County School System. You're right about that. No, not all kids have them. Two of my kids have them now, but no, not the third. He hasn't gotten his yet. So, yeah. Text right here. I'm going to ask my wife to make beans and cabbage every night so I can show her how much I love her. Hashtag herring farts. We've learned today that herring, that's a fish, herrings communicate through high-pitched farts. They have their own language. Texter writes, Tara, I cannot afford to purchase a tablet, but I have to pay for a criminal to have a tablet? Yeah, you do, apparently. Texture writes, there's a picture going around the internet right now of Gillette with their logo pasted all over the rear ends of attractive women. Google it. Yes, no, that was Gillette advertising. They would make these women put on these really tight bodysuits. Like, you'd have to shave that bodysuit off yourself. That's how tight it was. I don't think you could get back out of it. You'd have to be cut out of it. And they would put Gillette across the rear end. No, because look, they love women. Nothing sexist about that. All right, well, maybe. But that was so 3 months ago. Now they're down for the struggle against the toxic masculinity. Texture writes, does the governor support this? Has everyone lost their mind? It's looking like maybe no. We'll see. Texture writes, Tara, can you imagine what will be watched on those tablets? I wouldn't want to touch one without disinfecting it first. Handle carefully with gloves. I'm just saying. Be like the Anthony Weiner computer. You know, you wouldn't. I feel bad for the officer who had to grab that thing and put it in the evidence bag. You know what I'm saying? You're thinking Anthony Weiner. Just Google it. You'll see what I mean. Texter writes, shouldn't we as the taxpayers? Oh, who would foot the bill? You're probably looking right at him if you're looking in the mirror this morning. Texter writes, how about working prisoners so hard they are too tired to riot? Why would we do a thing like that? It would make total sense. No, we'll never do it. Texter writes, so they can have tablets in prison, but we can't get better roads? ? Really? Wow. So says Sherry. Texter writes, by the way, if you want to join the conversation, 71307 is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, so now in South Carolina, when you are convicted, processing into jail will be, here's your orange jumpsuit, your Wi-Fi password, and your tablet. Please enjoy your stay and come back soon. You know what's funny about that, by the way? You know what I was thinking? And you know this if you listen to me. I am so crazy busy. I am always fried because I never get any downtime, right? So the only downtime I have managed to work into my day is, you know, I get on the treadmill. I got my tread desk. And I walk for an hour and I divide my time. I spend half my time prepping and I usually spend about half my time watching like Netflix or whatever's on. And let's say I got to keep up with the popular culture too so I can talk about it. That is my precious half an hour. If anybody interferes with that, I go a little crazy. So, I mean, I've actually thought to myself, wouldn't it be wonderful to just spend a day? You thought this? Curled up on the couch, watching TV, maybe raining outside, nice, you know, quilt over you. All snuggled up and just do nothing but stream all day long. That's like my dream. It'll never happen because the kids will be like, Ma! And I'll have to get up. By the way, there's no faster way to get your children's attention that I have learned than to settle in looking real comfortable on the sofa. I mean, like 10 minutes before that, you'll learn this, producer Chris, you and your wife. 10 minutes before that, you could have been running through the house trying to find one of your children to get them to do something. And they could be 5 feet from you, and it's like they can't hear you yelling. But the second that you lay down on that couch and wrap up in that quilt, boy. Mom! Oh, God, what do you want? I need some milk. Okay, it's in the fridge. Right there. Where you see it, you can, it's, yep, right there. Yep, to the left. You'll be fine. Okay. I dream about that. Like just having just one day to myself to lay on the couch with a quilt, raining outside, and I binge watch and nobody bothers me. I swear to you, I was thinking that the other day. So apparently I could get that if I went to prison. Lay there all day, stream the movies, listen to the music, nobody bothering me. What do I have to do to go to prison? You have to hit someone over the head. I wouldn't want to hurt anyone. I just, you know, but yeah. Texter writes, prisoners should only be allowed to watch Jordan Peterson YouTube videos. Texter writes, this is coming from someone who works in the medical side of detention. The system is broken, ! Citizens who aren't criminals still believe the system is on their side. It is not. Oh, I think we've documented that here. By the way, you know, that is outrageous. You've seen what it takes to actually go to prison in South Carolina. Yeah, no, because they'll suspend your first five or six sentences. I mean, you know, you like the guy we profiled a couple weeks ago. I mean, he'd been sentenced to over 20 years in prison, but he'd only served four. So, I mean, you have to practically kill someone to go there. You know what I mean? So, I mean, And we're going to give those people tablet. Okay. Texter writes, prisons are for timeout, not for punishment and rehabilitation. Apparently. Ted Cruz has totally nailed this with Nancy Pelosi. She is desperate to keep the American people from hearing directly from Trump. Why? For this simple reason. Pelosi doesn't want Trump to directly address the American people because then they will get a different message than the mainstream media will give them. And they're going to get a different message than the Democrats will give them, too. He said, so we're seeing some efforts from the House Democrat leadership to either postpone or put off the State of the Union address because of the shutdown. Does it really make any sense whatsoever to try to do that? And do people honestly believe that they are going to silence President Trump or end the partial shutdown by taking away the House chamber's cameras from him? Listen, if you're Nancy Pelosi, it makes a lot of sense. Nancy Pelosi is terrified, number one, of her extremist left-wing base. She is captive of that. Number two, the position of congressional Democrats is the shutdown is objectively unreasonable. The honest answer, it's not a substantive disagreement with Trump. It's that they're terrified of their extreme left-wing base who hates Trump. And that's why we're having the shutdown. So why does Nancy Pelosi not want the State of the Union? Because the State of the Union is an enormous platform for the president to speak directly to the American people, and she doesn't want people focusing on the substance of this issue. She wants their information to come from the mainstream media rather than the president. Listen, he said, it's the same reason. You remember back right before the shutdown when the president met with Pelosi and Schumer in the Oval Office, and it was a remarkable meeting. I thought the funniest and most revealing moment was when Pelosi said multiple times, please, can we turn the cameras off? Can we get the reporters out of here? She didn't want people to see then that their position was objectively unreasonable. The president has said he's willing to compromise. He's willing to negotiate, but we need to secure the border. The president's right on that. Their position is not defensible. So, of course, she's trying to hide from the cameras, and I don't think we should let her. No, this is their problem. They got a huge problem. Did you see the New York Times? The New York Times is now doing editorials defending the idea of open borders. Why don't we just have open borders? They're flat out saying it. Open borders would be great. And they say in the editorial, on their editorial page, anybody who could come here, wants to come here, can. Huh. How's it going to work when we have 65% of legal and illegal immigrants currently on welfare and after at least one form of welfare and after a decade here, it goes up to 70%. You know what they say? That's why I read the whole thing. I wanted to know, would they address that? If everybody in the world is going to come here, we've got to pay for their welfare at 65% rate. I mean, how are we going to do that? And you know, the New York Times says, oh, we could totally take care of that. We'll pass laws that say you can't have welfare unless you're a resident. Oh, y'all, we already have those laws. It's illegal for every one of those illegals to get welfare. But they are. That's according to the Center for Immigration Studies analysis of census data from the federal government. So, we'll just pass some laws saying they can't have welfare. We already have those. They're on the books. They're being ignored. Dual justice system. So, literally, they're like, no, we don't need borders. And they said, we need brave politicians who will run on no borders, no ICE, nothing. Well, didn't we just have a 300% increase in terrorists at the border caught in just the Laredo sector over the last 3 months? Yeah. No, that's fine. No, that, I mean, that's just a couple terrorists. There's a lot of us here. I mean, yeah, they killed 10, 20, 30, 40, a couple hundred. I mean, nobody will miss them. Nobody will miss them. Folks, they didn't even deal in the New York Times editorial with the issue of terrorism. It's just throw the borders open, throw the doors open. They don't even discuss it. They don't even discuss it. Doesn't matter. So, I mean, if that's your point of view, you got to keep these people off the cameras.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.